from NPR News. This is Weekend Edition. I'm Jackie Leiden. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Hope is a state of mind independent of the state of the world. So if your heart's full of hope, you can be persistent when you can't be optimistic. You can keep the faith despite the evidence, knowing that only in so doing has the evidence any chance of changing. So while I'm not optimistic, I'm always very hopeful.
Bill was clearly the conscience of the country, and he questioned authority long before that phrase came into vogue, from the clergy to the White House. He did more than question, he protested.
It really comes down to the fact that this jury is asked to make a moral decision based on the magnitude of the crime, Mr. Massaoui's involvement in it, weighed against what the defense is now going to put on, which is here's a little bit about Mr. Massaoui and how he got to where he is today.
I think it's, in some ways, his arrogance that's keeping things going. I think he should step aside and let someone step in who can be more realistic.
He does his homework. He works weekends. He works nights. People can question my judgment or his judgment, but they should never question the dedication to patriotism and the work ethic of Secretary Rumsfeld.
There are demands on the table, and the Iranians need to accede to those demands.
As I wrote in the article, we've sent teams of Americans undercover to begin to acquire what kind of information we need on the ground about the targets we may be bombing from the air. And so it's really escalating. That doesn't mean the president decided to go to war, but it's put everything up a notch.
I know we're here in Washington, you know, prevention means force. It doesn't mean force necessarily. In this case, it means diplomacy. And by the way, I read the articles in the newspapers this weekend. It was just wild speculation.